Okay. Well, now, would this be the same thing as a wardrobe or a chiffarobe?
No.
Well, which of those words would you be likely to use, wardrobe or chiffarobe?
Well, you can have both. They can be a wardrobe or a chiffarobe.
Oh, so there's a difference. Well, now, what's the difference between a wardrobe and a chiffarobe?
Well, a wardrobe, you can just hang clothes in it. And a chiffarobe, I think, would have drawers on one side and a place to hang clothes on the other.
Well,
that's the way I have seen them made, and I have used them like
that's
that.
Me.
How old were you then? You remember how old you were, Sherry?
You were about a year old.
It's a very nice picture. I like it.
That's me.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
Eave of the house.
Well, what about the boards that are on the side? You know, not the overhang, but just on the walls of the house to keep the weather out. You know how the boards overlap like that on the sides? You know what I'm talking about? I don't know if I'm describing it very well. I guess that the boards overlap on the outside of your house. You know that the boards are just like this, and one overlaps on top of the other. On the outside. Are you familiar with the term siding or weatherboarding or
yes.
clapboards?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
The ceiling?
No, the sides.
Oh, that's weatherboard. Okay. Weatherboarding we have on, you could have brick or anything, but you still have to use some board with a brick.
Mm-hmm.
That overlaps has a kind of a place in it.
I throw my box cookies.
I think you would call it sheeting,
okay.
The one that has the outside. I do know a good bit of about cotton.
I imagine you since your father was a carpenter.
No, I've done a whole lot since I've been married. You know, helped my husband.
Uh-huh.
Built a house by ourselves.
For goodness sake. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Well, you could call it a patio.
Well, what about if it had a roof on it? Like right out there.
Porch.
What would you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
Well, that would be more of a patio, wouldn't it? But some of the patios have roofs over them now.
That's right, they do. Or roofs over part of them, don't they?
That's right. Carport and different things on the side and in the patio.
Are you familiar with the term stoop?
What?
Stoop to mean a porch-like thing?
Yes, I've heard people call them stoops, but I never did.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call them verandas.
But you don't
No,
use those
I always
words.
Call them porch.
What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Well, when we had one when I was a child, my mother called it the cow lot.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
See, now, I haven't been used to that very much. My husband could tell you more about that because he's... What would you call it?
I wouldn't know what to call it because I'm from South Georgia, too. And, you know, since we don't have rocks down
mm-hmm.
here, we don't really have very many of those
yeah,
things.
But some people have... I think they would call it a wall made out of rocks, don't you?
Okay, just a wall? That's probably what I'd call it. I might call it a
rock
wall.
Brick wall.
What do you call a wooden vessel that's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it?
Would you call it a milk bucket?
Okay. And, let's see, if it was made out of metal, what would you call it?
He would still call it a bucket.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?